It's Reading with Rella B.
Rella B.
I just have one question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Ready
to come along with me. Are you ready?
Yeah.
To imagine with Rella B.
Hi friends, it's Rella B. And if you're new here, welcome. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we're going to be doing today. First, we're going to get our brains and our bodies ready with some stretching and a riddle. And then we're going to have a guest come on and share a story with us. I am so excited. So let's go ahead and get our bodies ready. We're going to take our arms and reach as far wide as we can go. Just always make sure that you're mindful of the space that you're in. So if you're in a small space, you can make little movements, but just stretch your arms out to your side and then wiggle your fingers. Now stretch your arms out in front of you and wiggle, wiggle, wiggle those fingers. Then put your arms above your head and wiggle your fingers. Now you can pull your arms back as if you were a goalpost. And then stretch, stretch, stretch. Now we're going to go ahead and bring our hands to our head and we're going to gently squeeze our head. And then we're gonna tap, 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 tap our head. Bring our fingers down to our neck. And then bring our tapping fingers down to our shoulders, over our collarbone, down to our chest. And then pat your tummy. And then go to your legs and pat, pat, pat with your whole hand. And then you can pat all the way up and down your legs. Now we're gonna go ahead and stretch out our legs. We're gonna take our foot and point our toe. So you're standing on one foot, or if you're sitting down, just put one foot out and point your toe, and then flex your foot. And then we're gonna point and flex. And now we're gonna go to our other foot. We're gonna stretch out our leg, and then point your toe, and point, flex. All right, we're gonna finish with a great big hug. Give yourself a big hug. Big hug. Okay, and now you know what time it is. It's time for Rella's Riddle. So if you're new here, this is how Rella's Riddle works. I'm gonna give you three hints and then a few seconds to guess. All right, here's hint number one. I might make you jump or even shout. But hint number two is, I am done all in good fun to make you laugh and smile. Hint number three is, it might be a trick or a joke. Do you know what I am? You have a few more seconds to guess. If you guessed a prank, then you would be correct. And today we're gonna be welcoming an amazing author that has a book about pranks. So let's go ahead and welcome her. I don't know if you remember, but our friend Danielle is back to share in another amazing book with us today. And this one is about a little boy who likes to play tricks. You know, sometimes we'll have trick or treats and sometimes we'll have April Fool's Day and we might be playing pranks on people. Well, this little boy likes to play pranks. So, hi Danielle, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much. What's the book that we're going to be reading today?
Today, we're going to be reading Mr. Maloof.
Ooh, I'm so excited. We're ready to hear it.
Awesome. I can't wait to share it with you. I hope you enjoy. All right. This is Mr. Maloof. Mr. Maloof was a silly guy, his mother used to say. He'd hide and play tricks from sunup to sundown, each and every day. He'd pop out from behind the curtains or even the bathroom door. One day, he hid under the rug in the middle of the living room floor. Little Maloof, you're such a goof. One day, you will see, not everything is a trick, but rather real as real can be. Silly mommy, what do you know? I'll be doing tricks as long as I grow. Okay, Mr. Maloof, but what happens when you're old? One day, you will stop growing, and these tricks will be too bold. Never will that happen, he thought, until that thought festered and grew quite a lot. And then one day it happened. He was Goofy no more. He didn't plan schemes that involved popping out from the floor. The day had actually come as his mother said it would. There were no jokes to tell, not even if he could. A frown on his face stretched from his left ear to his right. It was the frowniest frown that anyone had seen that night. A frown so frowny, the pressure built up and he couldn't bring it downy. And out it sprouted, one single hair, not enough for the smallest of pony. But oh, what was this? This color up here? There was no doubt. It was crystal clear. A sliver of color just above his right ear. Look at you, Mr. Goof Maloof, sitting on your chair. Grumpy as can be now that you have this bright blue hair. You huff and pout and stomp about, wondering how this came to be. It wasn't there a week ago, not one, two, or even three. Not brushing nor combing, crimping nor curling would tame this little blue beast. There it stood, up on his head, pointing 87 degrees northeast. There he was thinking thoughts on how to make this quite quick. He could pluck it with tweezers or snip it with clippers. Yes, that would do the trick. But when he tried to trim and cut, his clippers all broke and he had zero luck. Then he jumped up and out. A hat, he said, will permanently cover this obnoxious little blue on my head. That afternoon, the old Mr. Maloof sat rocking on his stoop until three young kids came passing by and said, "Hey there, you old goof." They laughed and teased until the old man sneezed and his blue hair burst right on through. The hat stood no chance when it came down to it. What bad luck. I should have knew it. Then one kid yelled, "His hair is blue." "No way, that can't be true." The oldest kid pulled off her hat and blue hair fell right down her back. Mr. Maloof sat still in shock. They waved and continued on around the block. They'll be back, he knew, and planned out just what he'd do. A prank of all pranks, they won't know what hit 'em. I'll hide in the bushes and shout, "Blue Bligum." Days came and went, but there he stayed, determined not to move. Then one day, here they came, strolling straight down his avenue. When the moment was right, he struck, oh, he striked, and those kids yelled out with all their might. A moment of silence, and everyone laughed. "What's your name, old man?" they asked curiously. "Mr. Maloof is what my mother has always called me." "We'll get you next time, you silly old goof." And they did, and they did, and they did, and they did. Although Mr. Maloof had grown quite old, his silliness was an art. And that little blue hair that showed up that day reminded him we are always young at heart. The end.
Oh, that's so fun. Mr. Maloof was really great. And even though he started to get sad, he found himself again by being able to pull pranks on the small kids, huh?
He did. He had fun. I love this one. It reminds me of my kids. I have some young kids that I call my little Maloofs, my little goof Maloofs.
Oh my goodness, I love that. So I would love to know, how do you feel about pranks and tricks? Was that a big part of your childhood?
So I've always been a bit of a jokester. I like to hide, you know, around the corner and pop out and scare my mom. And now I do it to my kids and my kids do it to me. I do try and tell them that there is a time and place for everything though, right? So it's fun to be goofy and it's fun to be silly, but sometimes it is a serious moment. But I think we try and tell kids and in our classrooms that a lot of times we have to be so serious, and sometimes it's nice to remember that we can be fun and be silly too.
Definitely. And how would you say that we can tell when it's a time or place that we can be silly or goofy?
I usually say if you're about to do something and you hesitate for even a moment before doing it, that's your gut telling you that you probably shouldn't do it this time. You should also listen to your teachers and your parents. And if you do something and they tell you, "Hey, now's not the time," then we do have to respect that too and remember that that isn't the time, but maybe a little bit later.
Definitely. Fun always has a time and a place. And then also sometimes people aren't used to getting pranked, right? So how can we tell maybe if we can prank someone or maybe not to prank someone?
That's a really good question, because there are some people that are just a little bit more serious than us. But that's also how we kind of learn and make new friends. So if you have a friend that might be teasing you a little bit, but you think it's kind of funny and you can tease them a little bit too, then that might be someone you can be playful with. Whereas sometimes we might do a joke on one of our classmates and they get really upset or might start to cry or have their feelings hurt. And even though for us that might have been a joke, for them it might have been serious. So that then tells us, hey, I can't joke with this person like that. So you kind of have to learn it, but then you have to remember it and stay silly with the right people at the right time.
Most definitely, a time and place for everything. And then also clear boundaries. Some people like funny things and some people don't.
Yep, exactly.
So if we would like to learn more about Mr. Maloof, where would we go?
You can find Mr. Maloof on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Target.com. If you do want signed copies, you can get those from my website, which is DanielleMaritaBooks.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Danielle, for joining us again today. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks for having me. Have a good one. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wow. That was awesome. I hope you enjoyed this story as much as I did. And if you did, I'd love it if you took a second to rate and review this podcast. I'd also like to invite you to look in the description. You can find all of the information that has to do with our guest and this week's interactive activity in the description below. And just so you know, I would like to thank you for coming to listen to Reading with Rella B this week. And, oh, you know what time it is. It's time to find out our co-creators. Show us co-creators in the app. Tell me, tap, tap, tap. Hello, smartphone, tell us today. Did all our friends have fun and play? I hear my friends. Sandra, Maurice, Yanni, and Paul had fun today. If you enjoyed this episode of Reading with Rella B, please make sure you like and review on whatever streaming platform that you're listening to. Thank you so much for coming to listen today, and I'll see you next time. Toodles!